And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The General Assembly is back in Raleigh this week, and given the severity of the economic and health crises that confront us, it ought to be a moment for dramatic action designed to ease human suffering. Indeed, things are so dire that the Census Bureau reports that 15% of state households with children surveyed said they sometimes or often do not have enough food to eat. Unfortunately, as it has for nearly a decade now, the legislature's conservative leadership will likely turn a blind eye to the situation and focus instead on keeping taxes on the wealthy and profitable corporations low and the capacity of our core public structures and services limited. Rather than, for instance, fixing the state's stingiest in the nation unemployment insurance system, closing the massive health coverage gap by expanding Medicaid, or adequately funding our struggling K-12 and higher education systems, look for GOP legislative leaders to again follow President Trump's destructive lead by trying to overrule public health experts and force the reopening of public gathering places. Sadly, Governor Cooper would probably do well to keep his veto pen handy. Frenzy Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.